And their cry came up unto God, an opportunity to help a needy cause, by Mrs. E. G. White. For years, I have been deeply interested in gospel work among the colored people in the South. It has been my privilege to visit this field a few times and to become personally acquainted with its needs. During the 9 years I spent in Australia, I kept pace with the advance of the work among the colored people in America. I knew of the struggles and makeshifts, the self-denial and self-sacrifice of the laborers in the South, and I helped as much as I could. Early this past summer, I visited the South and spent several weeks there. As I traveled from place to place, I saw anew the poverty-stricken condition of the field and was reminded vividly of scenes that have often been presented to me in the night season. The condition of the industrial school established for the training of Christian workers at Huntsville, Alabama, appealed strongly to my sympathies. The large farm of 360 acres, purchased by the General Conference as a home for this institution, will, with intelligent cultivation, meet a considerable portion of the running expenses of the school. But the buildings have been inadequate for the work that should be done. The teachers and students have very few schoolroom appliances. In the students' home and on the farm, there have been very few suitable facilities. Some new buildings must be erected and furnished. Good bathrooms are greatly needed. In connection with this school, students are to be trained for the medical missionary work. Brother Rogers has been chosen to act as business manager and principal of the Huntsville School. For years, he has labored in schoolwork for the colored people in Mississippi under the direction of the Southern Missionary Society. Associated with him will be a faculty competent to carry forward all branches of instruction, both in school lines and industrial training. The efficiency of the school will be much improved this year. We desire to do a strong work in preparing the colored people of the South to accomplish that which must be done for their own race. Among the most promising youth are those who must be trained to labor as canvassers, missionary nurses, hygienic cooks, teachers, Bible workers, and ministers. The mission schools that have been established in Mississippi and in other states are doing a good work, and these should receive our continued support. Hundreds of these schools must be established. This line of effort has been especially presented before me as one of the most effectual and economical methods of giving the truth to the colored people. But the work is almost at a standstill for the lack of money to provide facilities and pay the wages of the teachers. In Nashville, I found a little sanitarium, poorly equipped, but patronized by the better class of colored people. This is the only sanitarium we have for the colored people in the South, and it is sadly in need of assistance. This is the only institution of the kind in the whole world. Liberal gifts to this enterprise would be pleasing to the Lord. The establishment of this institution on a permanent basis will be but the beginning of a great work that must be done in the cities of the South. We have delayed long enough in the establishment of sanitariums and treatment rooms in which colored men and women can minister to the physical as well as the spiritual necessities of their fellow men. My soul longs to see carried on in the South the work that has so long been in need of our assistance. The great necessity for schools in the cities and out of the cities, for sanitariums and treatment rooms, and for evangelical work demand that we do everything we possibly can. This barren field is sending up to heaven its pitiful appeal for help. Where can we find another field in which the need is greater? As I have been made acquainted with the